My name is Julie Tai, and I am the Director of Chapel at Fuller Theological Seminary. Welcome to Fuller Studios' audio stream of sermons drawn from campus chapels and preachers throughout our extended community.
Reading from John chapter 1, verses 43 to 46. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It really is a privilege to be here with you. Thank you to Dr. Daniel Lee for the invitation to speak. I love being an Asian American. It's really great. I didn't always. It has been difficult at times. There's times of my childhood and my development in which it was not fun. And I wish I had many days to tell you the many stories, the ways in which God has brought me through, has brought us through. But I have only a few moments to tell you just a few stories. And so I'll start this way. I was not raised in a Christian home, but my father, in the last few years, has become a Christian. And the Asian American-ness of my family life is so enriched by what God has done to bring my own father to saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not least of which, it's given us a chance to talk about what God has done in our family history. There's so many things that I didn't know. I didn't know how the first Christians on my mom's side of the family came to be. I didn't know that my grandmother converted away from Christianity and then back on her deathbed. I didn't know these things, and only in the course of talking to my father, for whom this is new, has it become apparent that God's mighty, gracious, and loving hand has been at work. In fact, the last time I talked with him, he asked me in Taiwanese, which in Taiwanese is like, "Why is this important to you?" And I hope to impart to him the ways in which God is at work in Asian American history and Asian American life and Taiwanese American history. There's so many things that are clear to me now because of being able to speak with my parents about what God has done. To answer the question, what good can come out of being Asian American, is to ask the question, what has God done in Asian American history, in Asian American lives? What is God doing in our midst? And in order to discuss these questions, in order to be positive, to say nice things in answer to these questions, some serious acknowledgments need to be made. I told Daniel here that I could spend the entire time listing caveats for things that we ought not to say, but I'll just list three that I think are extra important. As I talk about things that I think are marvelous that God has done in Asian American history and in my Asian American life, I don't want to be glib somehow about the light sides of being an Asian American Christian. I think it's important to acknowledge many for whom the Asian American, and particularly the Asian American Christian experience, is characterized more by shadow than by light. I think of many Asian American Christian women who have told me about their unique and horrific experiences of marginalization and pain from patriarchy, both inside and outside the Asian American church, and who have tried patiently to teach me new ways to see. I repent before you for my participation in and silent complicity with conduct that has harmed you. Acknowledgement 2, Asian Americans owe an inestimable debt to Black men and women who have paid and continue to pay too high a price to pave the way for others to taste freedom. The Asian American movement owes a debt of gratitude to Black brothers and sisters who fought for liberation for all people. And because of that, it underscores the importance of this question that we're asking today. Because of the way the Asian American movement was formed as it was by luminaries like Frantz Fanon, Malcolm X, Leopold Senghor, W.E.B. Du Bois, the Asian American movement, which began in the late 60s and early 70s, in many ways at UCLA, owes to these thinkers, but it underscores this question, what about the good that comes from being Asian American? And I wish we had a whole month to talk about this. It's acknowledgement number 2. Acknowledgement number 3, I feel much more prepared to speak this morning to those of you who already inhabit or are open to considering this social identity that we call Asian American for yourselves. And so I want to acknowledge those of you in the room who feel like you're listening in on a family conversation that's not your own. And I want to invite you with as much grace and hospitality, hang in there. There are serious challenges to talking about being Asian American, and the blessings are worth all of them. So I don't think that a conversation about what it means to be Asian American should be first marked by anxiety about whether we're saying anything coherent at all. But rather, I think it's helpful to think about a little place like Nazareth. I'm from a small town in rural Oklahoma, so I know a little bit about marginal communities that live in the shadow of bigger cities like Nazareth, a little bit. It's a different context, of course. I grew up in a town of about 2,000 people, and yes, I was the only Asian American there. It was a lot of fun. I grew up in gun culture. I grew up in the Bible Belt. I grew up riding ATVs, fishing on the weekends. I grew up having a farm. Even though my dad was the only surgeon in the area, we had cows and pigs, cows and sheep. It wasn't a typical Asian American experience. So in some ways, I wonder if I'm qualified to be here, not having grown up in an ethnic enclave like, you know, Chinatown, San Francisco, or Alhambra. And yet, there's something about the obscurity of Nazareth, and not just Nazareth itself. I read everything there was to. The irony of talking about Nazareth is that there's so little written about Nazareth. So what can I possibly say? Well, actually, when Dr. Lee threw out the passage that asked this question, can anything good come from Nazareth? What resonated to me was not Nazareth itself, but the dynamics present in the conversation between Nathaniel and Philip, and that's what I want to examine. Why would we expect something sublime to come from something so marginal? In my family culture, we use this finger to say marginal. This is you. This is good. This is big and strong. And this is marginal. But perhaps this is a natural question, the product of the dynamics of this and this. Why? Why would we expect something from this? In fact, in many ways, we shouldn't. But we should know better by now, I think, that God has a way of doing something here. And for those who can't see what I'm doing, I'm holding up my pinky finger, the small finger, the littlest, to signify the weak, the marginal. Dr. Lee talked about the perpetual foreigner stereotype, the invisibility that comes with that. To have stereotypical expectations set for you before you walk into a room, before you take a lectern or a pulpit, to have those stereotypical expectations set for you is not unique to being Asian American, but the particular expectation or the lack thereof, or just the quizzical look that you get when you say you're an Asian American theologian. These things are beyond our control. And they tell me over and over again that I'm this. And it could, if I were not careful, cause some serious anxiety. Were I to forget the many wonderful things that God has done? I want to think for a second about the Asian American movement. The Asian American movement, inspired by the Black Power movement in the 70s, resonates today. I actually came across one of the first Asian American readers from UCLA. I had to buy my own copy of History. There's a black and white book called Roots, an Asian American Reader, 1971. And it's, I think, you know, it's out of print. Obviously, there's no reprintings in the future, but you can still get copies on Amazon. It was striking to me that the way we talk about Asian American studies in this day and age still resonates with what was being written and talked about in the 70s, at the beginning of the Asian American movement. The way in which the Asian American Studies program at Northwestern University only began after students from the Black Lives Matter movement at Northwestern University made some demands about inclusion in curriculum. This is echoed in the way that the Asian American movement began at UCLA because of the Black Power movement. And still, it prompts this question, as I alluded to before, what about Asian Americans themselves? What's happening and what's God doing? Asian American studies scholars have been asking this question for a while. What is the state of Asian American studies? Is anything good happening? One scholar at the University of Wisconsin-Madison asks, has Asian American studies failed? Because our conversations or knowledge about Asian Americans or our marginalizability are still so prevalent in the world. Has anything happened after decades of Asian American studies? And there's a few things I think in my own answer to this question that God has done. Where I once would have described myself first as a Taiwanese American, I think I can say with some certainty that I am an Asian American. Now, part of this is because somebody told me I was. In particular, it was the United States Census that told me I was, that grouped us together as a political category to count us in ways that amalgamated us with no meaning. But in other ways, there was something that happened when, for example, Jeremy Lin came on the scene, and he described himself as an Asian American. He could have described himself as a Taiwanese American too, but he didn't. There is a solidarity that takes place when you describe yourself as an Asian American for people who experience a similar perpetual foreigner experience. And to say that I'm with them and they're with me and we share this thing arm in arm, something's happening there. I've been challenged to say something theological about that. I suppose it can be as simple as this. God has done it. God has done it not just in the Asian American church. The church is not the only manifestation of God's activity among Asian Americans. But that there would be some kind of dignity and legitimacy. God has done it. Now, I need to be careful here. This is not legitimacy or dignity in the eyes of powerful others. I believe that this is dignity and legitimacy in the presence and in the face of God. That God has done something good for Asian Americans because he has delighted to do so. So we have this delightful come and see. Come and see what God has done. I think the most boutique, multicultural way of doing this is what we're about to do after this chapel, which is to go and share food. It is at least that, but we know that it's much more than that. That the invitation to come and see what God has done in Asian American lives and in the Asian American movement is an invitation to come hang out with us under the invisibility cloak. What's it like under here? What do we learn here? What tools do we gain here for survival in this country that we bring to the church? They are many. So come and see what God has done. When I was in high school, we started the Asian American History Appreciation Club. We did that to get funding to go to the Asian buffet in Tulsa. It was a great time. But we invited our friends as it was our nature, a few, like four or five East Asians, four or five South Asians, we started this club together. We invited all of our friends because it was, you know, our school was maybe less than 1% Asian American. So the club was just not very Asian American. It was filled with all different kinds of people. That was Asians and whites. And because of that, it was our big come and see. It was a spacious identity for all who would say, hashtag not your Asian sidekick. You don't have to be East Asian to say that. This is a spacious place. And by now we know that real lived spaces don't have to be just Starbucks. There's so many new kinds of spaces that are growing and popping up. We know that it's an eclectic, world-making kind of space where YouTube content creators, artists, fusions of all kind are popping up in the world. And Asian American Studies asks, how can we take part in that, which is not even within our control? Here we are in the academy writing about our anxieties when content creators are running away with creative things and fusions of all kinds. And I want to say, God has done it. This is a space of care and concern that does not necessarily close ranks. If we can avoid a simple kind of mimesis that says that the Asian American movement should look this way and it cannot grow beyond or benefit from the contributions that God has brought through generations of immigration and migration, then this would truly be a space of care and concern without closing ranks that perpetually invites people to come and see. And so for me, I love being an Asian American. I think I do it differently than others, but I know that you do too. And I want to say that that is good and God has done it. So, to my Asian American brothers and sisters, I want to say you are beautiful and I see you and I'm happy to be among you. And though I am an East Asian with a particular experience, I have so much to learn from you. And to those of you who are not Asian American, I want to say you're beautiful and I see you. And I'm so glad to be among you, to learn from you. And brothers and sisters, come and see.
You have been listening to a production of Fuller Studio. Fuller Studio provides articles, podcasts, videos, and other resources for a deeply formed spiritual life. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit us at fuller.edu/studio.